The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sticking with politics, the Department of Agriculture has been accused of failures, quote unquote, in relation to the treatment of horses that are being sent for slaughter at the country's only licensed equine abattoir. You would have seen this, the subject of an RTE Primetime Investigates last week. The Fianna Fáil TD, James O'Connor, was particularly critical today before Naoctis committee. He on the committee, members, representatives of the horse racing industry appearing before it. And O'Connor, critical following the revelation that the abattoir had received five welfare complaints since 2018.
The whole industry took a belt from what I perceive to be failures by the Department of Agriculture. You've just said, Mr. Sheehan, that there was five complaints made. That, to me, is highly irregular about any facility. Even a single complaint involving animals, I would assume, would raise alarm bells. The fact that you had five is troubling to me.
Yeah, that was the Fianna Fáil TD, James O'Connor. It should be said that Horse Racing Ireland and other industry representatives have all got on the record as being appalled by the findings of those investigations into the treatment of horses. But what all of this has raised is, again, the level of public funding, the amount of taxpayers' money that this industry is in receipt of. About 76 million euro a year goes to the horse racing industry. It's close to 100 million if you include the greyhounds with it. Eoin O'Riordan is with me, newly elected Labour MEP for Dublin. Eoin, you're welcome to the show. Congratulations on the election.
Thank you.
Is this a good use of taxpayers' money?
No, it's 1.5 billion over the last 20 years. And just to explain to listeners, every bet that's placed in Ireland, regardless of what it's placed on, could be politics, could be football, could be horse racing. The levy, the 2% levy on whatever that bet is, all goes into the Horse and Greyhound Fund. It doesn't go anywhere else. 80% of that goes to the Horse Racing Ireland. 80% of that is on prize money. So effectively, 60% of the 1.5 billion that has been spent on the Horse and Greyhound Fund over the last 20 years or so has gone to prize money, just prize money, which is tax-free for those who win it. This is in comparison to other sports. People would know I'm a football fan, or athletics, or other minority sports across the country who could massively benefit from what we have been advocating for, an increased levy to pay for other things. So I think it would be probably a big surprise to people to learn that whatever they place a bet on, if they place a bet, that all of that money goes into one fund. And we'll have the 1.5 billion. 1 billion of that came from the betting levy. $500 million came from general exchequer funding. This is a very politically protected sector. This industry, it has a lot of political friends. And I noticed in the comments there by James O'Connor, it's the Department of Agriculture that got the criticism, not Horse Racing Ireland. So I think we need to at least review this fund. Now, when it came up for a vote in the Dáil last year, the government parties and Sinn Féin all supported this this fund to continue without a review. And we've been calling for a review. Now, suggestions have been made that it supports 30,000 jobs. There was a report into this by KHSK a number of years ago, which questioned that. It said that 6,000 of these jobs are actually in the betting industry. 7,500 of these jobs are actually from ripple effect jobs, which are not very well defined. At very least, we need to review this fund. Mm. And at the very least, I feel we should increase the levy to maybe 3%, maybe 4%,
yeah,
to fund other pursuits in the country.
And I mean, ideally, would you like to get to a point where that level of funding then is reduced for the greyhound industry and the horse racing industry, and the funding from the levy then allocated on a kind of pro rata basis? If you're betting on football, give money to football.
But more bets are placed in football than anything else. So you would assume that the bets are placed only on greyhound racing and only on horse racing go into this fund, but that's not the case. But I think it is only fair when you've had that amount of funding going into, you know, industries such as the horse racing industry and the greyhound racing industry, that there should be a review. When you don't have a review, what happens is you have an RTE Investigates programme that outline issues in the horse industry, and we've had problems in the greyhound industry as well. I'm quite happy for these industries to be supported. I think it's an important part of rural life. It's important part of urban life. At the same time, though, when you're spending that amount of money purely on prize money for people who probably don't need it versus infrastructure for football, for girls football, for athletics, for other pursuits around the country, it's hard to justify it. And it's hard for the government to stand over the fact that they don't even feel it needs to be reviewed.
Michael Healy raised an independent TD for Kerry. Michael, is this a poor use of the money that is generated by the levy?
No, absolutely not. And the first thing, we owe a debt of gratitude to Primetime Investigates for the excellent journalism that they carried out in highlighting this issue. But and any person that would have seen the images and saw what went on would be absolutely horrified. And as would the vast 99% of the people involved in horse breeding and horse racing, the people involved in dog racing and involved in the greyhound industry, for example, they would be horrified at this, because we would totally be against any type. We adore animals, whether it's dogs, horses, cattle. We cherish our animals the same as we would human beings, and we want to protect them. But there is no reason in the world for people, whoever are of a different opinion, who want to stop the use of public funds. I would consider the public funds that are being used as an investment. If you look at, Aidan there is talking about the money that has been spent over the last 20 years. My goodness, could anybody look at what racing horses and the breeding industry has been worth to this country over the last 20 or 30 or 40 years? What the greyhound industry is worth? The fact that thankfully we have people abroad who want to come here because they see our breeders for what they are, experts in what they do, and the fact that we have produced some of the finest race horses in Europe and indeed the world. We're very fortunate that, for example, the likes of the MacToombs come here and they invest not literally millions, but over the years, billions of euros. And isn't that good for our economy, be it in rural or urban Ireland? And I want to see that continue to be supported by this and future governments.
But the way you describe it would suggest that the last thing they need is a 1.5 billion euro leg up from the state and through this levy.
Yes, but you see,
MacToombs hardly need a hand.
I didn't say they did. What I said was their money was very welcome to the state. And what they have to see is that there is...
No, but I suppose that what I'm saying is everything you're saying, most people, I think, will agree with in terms of the prestige of the industry in this country and how it is regarded in kind of horse racing globally. And you just look at how Cheltenham has effectively become an Irish festival to see how successful the industry is. And at the same time, people will hear all of that. And even though they'll agree with it, they might think, why are we giving them 1.5 billion quid?
But I mean, look at all the other sectors of society that receive state funding and taxpayers' funding. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that it's a great sport. I think that it's a great industry. It has done an awful lot for employment back over the years. And we have an excellent reputation. I'm so sorry that this has happened. I'm so sorry that, like as in every walk of life, that there was a... We obviously won't talk about this particular issue, but in every walk of life, there are people who don't behave properly and who don't keep up the standards that we would expect of them. And I'm very, very sorry for that. But in particularly, when it comes to any type of animal cruelty, I would be absolutely, totally, 100% against anything like that happening. Mm. And I would really believe that is the exception. And everybody knows that and acknowledges it. But to use this as an excuse to cut funding, I think that is wrong.
I think, and I'll come back to Aon in a moment, but I think before this revelation, he has suggested reviews of this funding. But is it your contention, Michael, that without this funding, that the industry would shrink in this country?
It is my contention that back over the years, the racing industry, horse racing, and indeed the greyhounds, they need government funding, public support. And I don't believe there is anything wrong with that, because I consider it to be an investment. I consider us to be able to get money back from it.
But would it shrink? Would the MacToombs pull out of Ireland? Would Baldoyle close? Would the Mullinses shut up shop?
I think that it would be sending out the wrong message, and I do not think it would be the right thing to do. Now is the time for us to stand shoulder to shoulder and say, yes, this awful event happened, but we're going to work through it. The department are going to investigate properly whatever needs to happen arising from, and again, I'll praise them from the Primetime Investigates programme, because we're so grateful to them for exposing this and letting us see what was happening, because we didn't realise it was happening.
Okay.
It was an education to us all.
Let me go back to Aon, because John in Kilkenny has texted in. Aon needs to consider how much we get back for that investment. Horse racing brings in 2.46 billion a year, according to a report, so says John. And somebody else says, the employment of money that the betting levy brings to marginal rural communities, not to mention the tourist and recreational value of horse racing, seems to have escaped him.
No, I don't accept that. And I just remind listeners, Mike Ely Ray was the first person to jump to John Delaney's defence when the FBI was in trouble. So maybe the Horse and Rayhound Fund need a better defender than Michael Ely Ray. What I'd say about this fund is 1.5 billion, effectively 1 billion of that over 20 years has gone to prize money. And that's been won by people who are probably not necessarily in the need of this prize money. It does, obviously, has produced one of the best industries in the world. But I would contend that if you gave any sport 1.5 billion over 20 years, we'd probably be winning World Cups, we'd be winning hockey tournaments, we'd be winning any amount of gold medals. This is a particularly protected, cosseted industry, and that needs to be reviewed. And I have no difficulty with standing over this if we can stand over it. But the jobs that are protected by this have been questioned by a various number of different reports. Mm. But if we can stand over it, let's stand over it. But let's increase this levy to more, to 3%, to 4%. And let's fund other sporting pursuits in this country to the same degree, because I don't understand necessarily why this sporting pursuit needs to be protected and caused by the political system and others aren't.
Michael, would you welcome a review at least? And it doesn't necessarily mean there'd be any reduction. Maybe there'd be an increase in the levy for funding for other sports.
Well, first of all, I just have to make some mention of the little personal insult that he got in there, because I wouldn't engage in that sort of foolishness. But what I would
You have done in the past, Michael, but sure, look, we'll let you away with this then.
If the greyhound industry, or if horse racing breeding or racing was relying on the likes of you, well, I'll tell you one thing, they'd be in a bad way. I'm glad that they're there. I'm hopeful that they'll be there into the future for future generations. They're worth a lot of money to both rural and urban Ireland. And if you don't support it and if you don't like it, that's your business. But I
That's actually not what I said, but maybe you might answer the question about the levy being increased.
I will defend them. And what I will say to you is, I believe that the public recognise, and so do the majority of politicians recognise, and that's why I and others supported it in the past. We continue to support it.
What about a review? So you could express that support and Aon's suggestion that we increase the levy.
There is nothing in the world wrong with ever reviewing anything that you're doing when it comes to public
funding. Okay, don't vote against it next time we bring it up then.
You
voted against it in the past. You voted against the review last time.
People.
No, we put down amendments to the funds asking for a review. You voted against it.
Let him respond to that. Let Michael respond to that.
It only just shows bad manners by anybody live on a radio program when the only way they can make their point is continuously interrupting and being insulting against somebody else.
Go on, let him answer the question.
No, but isn't it very hard to manage when a person just does not have the common decency to keep their mouth shut when somebody else is talking? So what I will say is, I'll vote whatever way I see fit when it comes to votes being called in the doll. Quite simple as that. But like I say, I will always defend the industry because I appreciate what they do. When I see the massive effort that people put into building and growing the industry, people who work, you know, Aidan, no, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of work now and then. And these people have worked so hard themselves and their families. And there are people who are totally devoted to horses and totally devoted to greyhounds and dogs. But you mightn't be able to understand that.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, Aon O'Riordan, newly elected Labour MEP for Dublin. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.